Unit 1. Text A. College, a new experience. College is a new and different experience for me. I'm away from home, so I have many things to adjust to. Being on my own, talking with friendly people, and having Fridays off. These are just some things I like about college. Living at college, first of all, gives me a sense of responsibility, of being on my own. My parents aren't around to say, "No, you're not going out tonight," or, "Did you finish your homework?" Everything I do has to be my decision, and that gives me the responsibility of handling my own life. During the second week I was at college, I had to go out and look for a bank where I could open an account. Before that, I looked in the phone book, since I had no clue about any banks around here or where they were located. Someone told me about a good bank, Continental Federal Savings. I went to the bank and made decisions for myself, whether to have a checking or savings account, and whether or not to get a MasterCard. That was one example of having responsibility now that I'm on my own and of making my own decisions. Friendly people. That's another aspect I like about college. On my first day, and even now, people were nice to me. I came to Marymount University here in Virginia from New York, and even though I'd been here before, I was a bit confused about where I was going. My mother and I drove in, not knowing the building we were supposed to go to, and the guard was especially nice. With a smile, he told us what building we were looking for and where we could park our car. My room was on the first floor of New Girard, and I knew I had to go through some glass doors, but my mother and I didn't know which ones. Some upperclassmen saw me and asked, "Are you a new student?" When they found out I was looking for New Girard, one said, "Oh, just follow us. That's where we're going." Even now, I feel comfortable in the dorm because there are friendly people around to talk with. Finally, to add to my likes of college, I love having Fridays off. I wouldn't be able to cope with 5 days of classes in a row. Also, I love to sleep in. One Thursday night, my roommate and I, and the people across the hall, went to Georgetown. We got in rather early the next morning, and my roommate, Juanita, and I decided to sleep in, something I couldn't do in high school. I do like things about college, being on my own, talking with friendly people, having Fridays off, but this doesn't mean I don't think about things at home. Although I like college, I can still get homesick. New York is a pretty good place, too. Text B. How to study read. Most students don't know how to study read. They usually open their textbooks to the assigned page and start reading. But before long, their minds have wandered off somewhere. Or they read and mark up the pages by underlining everything that seems important. Study reading is different from regular reading. You are expected to remember more, and in most cases will be tested on what you read. Here is a 4-step method for study reading that can help improve comprehension and promote retention of what is read. Step 1. Prepare to read. It's important to prepare yourself to read. Much time can be lost when you try to plunk yourself into reading an assigned chapter when your mind isn't ready. Because you can think faster than you can read, your mind can easily go into daydreams or other thoughts if you aren't ready to read an assignment. The wisest thing to do is to skim over the chapter to be read. Let the title sink in. Read an opening paragraph or two to see what the chapter is about. Then, read the headings and subheadings. Next, read the summary or the last couple of paragraphs. It may not make a lot of sense, but your mind will begin to clear out other thoughts. You'll begin to think about the content of the chapter. If there are study questions at the end of the chapter, read those. Having questions about what you are reading helps concentration and gives you a purpose for reading. Step 2. Read. After you've looked over the chapter, you are ready to read. If you don't have any questions about the content of the chapter, make some up. You can do this by turning the title and headings into questions. If you are reading a long chapter, don't try to read too much at once. It's better if you read from one heading to the next. Then stop and follow step 3 below. If there are no headings in the chapter, read about 2 pages. Then stop and follow step 3 below. Step 3. Examine what you read. By reading only short passages and then stopping, you stand a better chance of concentrating on the chapter's content. The third step is now to examine what you read. Put the textbook aside and write some notes in your own words. In a few key words or phrases, write down the major points you just read. Research shows that doing this aids comprehension and retention for future tests. If you don't believe in taking reading notes, at least try to recite to yourself the key points you just read. When you are satisfied you understand what you read, then read from the next heading to the next, stopping every once in a while to take notes or go over what you read. Follow this step until you are finished with the chapter. Though this may seem slow, as you practice this study reading technique, you'll discover it's really faster because you don't waste time by losing concentration or having to reread what you've read. Step 4. Plan to review. This last step does not take place immediately after you read, but it's very important for remembering what you read and can mean the difference between a C and an A on a test. You should make a definite plan to review your reading notes every week. As you move through a course, you have more and more to learn. You can't remember it all. In fact, unless we review every week what has been studied before, we can forget over 80% of what we read. So, plan to review once a week. Go over your notes. If they don't make sense when you review, go back to the chapter and reread what isn't clear. It's important to write chapter titles and page references to key points in your notes so you can find things quickly when you review. Research shows it's not so much how long you study that gets good grades, but how well and how often you study. Try this 4-step method and watch those grades go up.